Support for KPLU comes from the San Francisco Jazz Festival, June 11th through 22nd, with Modesky Schofield, Martin & Wood, Jose James, Pacific Mambo Orchestra, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, and Bourbon King's Brass Band, and more. Tickets and the full concert schedule at sfjazz.org.
That's a title song from McTuff, Volume 3. McTuff is Joe Doria on organ, Andy Coe on guitar, Tariq Abouzid on drums, and the tune titled The Root. Hi, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We'll be listening to some recent recordings by Northwest jazz artists and some news about where to go to hear live jazz around here. We're going to be listening next to the group Scenes, which includes John Stola on guitar, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums, and this time with special guest Hans Teuber on alto sax. This is a piece that kind of stands out in contrast to what we just heard. This one's light, fast, and skipping along, and the title is simply Fast. This comes from the new CD, Scenes But Not Heard. Thank you. The pianist, a former saxophonist and former guitarist, that was Rick Mandyke and his composition titled Cousin Knit, with Paul Gilbertson on bass and John Bishop on drums, from a CD by Rick Mandyke Trio titled Turns. The group Scenes before that, with the addition of Hans Teuber, the saxophonist and composer of that tune titled Fast. Scenes is John Stoll on guitar, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums. The new CD, Scenes But Not Heard, on the Origin record label. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Let's take a look at some activities around the local jazz scene. Kenny Mandel is playing this afternoon at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood. Jam session in progress right now, and promised tribute to Dexter Gordon coming up about 4:30 this afternoon. Tonight at Bake's Place in Bellevue, Greta Matassa and Susan Pascal are featured. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra has a CD release party tonight at Tula's. We hope to be able to bring you some of that music, but unfortunately there's been some production delays, and that'll have to wait for another time. Meanwhile, they're doing the CD release tonight at Tula's. Tuesday night and Wednesday at Jazz Alley, a wonderful guitar duo. This one ought to bring out the guitar freaks for sure. Frank Vignola and Vinnie Raniola will be playing at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, Medeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood will be playing the Zoo Tunes series at the Woodland Park Zoo. That starts at 6 p.m. These very often sell out, so it's wise to get tickets in advance and look for parking early as well. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes play at the Ship Canal Grill every Wednesday night. A fine jam session with some great young players showing up there, too. Maceo Parker opens a run at Jazz Alley on Thursday night, playing through the weekend. Milo Peterson Trio will be at Boxley's on Thursday night. And on Friday night at Boxley's, Chris Johansson and Jacob Zimmerman will lead a sextet playing the music of Tad Dameron, well worth hearing. And John A. Kendrick will be singing at Tula's. Also at Tula's on Saturday night, Rob Shep Quartet is coming in. For more information, you can check the KPLU calendar, the earshot.org calendar, and daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. How about some music from Greta Matassa with Susan Pascal? They're playing tonight at Bake's Place. Here they are with Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. And we'll hear an Ellington tune with lyrics by Mel Torme. This is Reminiscing in Tempo.
Someday, when you reminisce, until your new love beckoned like the Lorelei. Content are you and forlorn am I, beloved. I still love you. Mm-hmm. rode upon a rainbow until your new love beckoned like the mm-hmm.
I suspect that might have a few saxophonists scratching their heads saying, "Who is that?" This is a young woman by the name of Melissa Aldana. She hails from Santiago, Chile, and she studied at the Berklee College of Music, from which she graduated in 2009. And last September, she became the first female instrumentalist and the first South American ever to win the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Saxophone Competition. She also won a contract recording for Concord Records, and this is from her new self-titled CD, which is due to be issued on the 24th of this month, so you're getting an advance preview of it here today. The reason why I'm playing it on Jazz Northwest, she's making one appearance in the Northwest this month, and that is in Portland, so listeners in the southern part of Washington, or if you're listening in Portland, you can check her out at Jimmy Mack's. She's going to be playing there on Tuesday night with this trio. And she also plays at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola the night before at Lincoln Center and will be at the Rochester Jazz Festival on the 23rd. Her group here includes the bass player Pablo Menares, also from Chile, and Francisco Mela, the great Cuban drummer. And we heard the saxophonist Melissa Aldana playing "You're My Everything," Harry Warren song. Before that, we were listening to Greta Matassa singing with her group and Susan Pascal on vibes, with Darren Clendenin piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. We heard "Reminiscing in Tempo," Duke Ellington's music, Mel Torme's lyrics. Greta Matassa and Susan Pascal are performing tonight. They'll be at Bake's Place in Bellevue. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. I wanted to mention a couple of other things while we're in the process. Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra is having a competition for female composers, and the deadline for that is the 30th of this month. If you'd like to know more about that, check out their webpage at swojo.org, S-W-O-J-O.org, Swojo. Last night, we were recording in Friday Harbor at Jazz at the Labs, an annual benefit which takes place at the University of Washington Marine Research Labs there in Friday Harbor. Always a wonderful event, and people there are so nice welcoming us, and we were there recording. Dick Stein was there, too, to MC the program. Hopefully, we'll have some music from that on next week's show. Frank Vignola and Vinnie Radiolo coming up next. They're going to be playing Tuesday and Wednesday at Dimitrios Jazz Alley. This is an arrangement of a piece from Georges Bizet's opera Carmen. This is the Habanera with the two guitarists, Frank Vignola and Vinnie Radiolo. Thank you. Medeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood, who will be playing at the Woodland Park Zoo on Wednesday next week. We heard them here doing a tune called Legalize It from Medeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood CD, Out Louder. Frank Vignola and Vinnie Raniolo were the two guitarists featured before that in that arrangement of the Habanera from Bizet's Carmen. That's from their album Melody Magic. Frank Vignola and Vinnie Raniolo are going to be playing at Dimitrios Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Want to remind you, too, that the Vancouver and Victoria Jazz Festivals are coming up the end of this month. They start next Friday, and lots of wonderful people are scheduled to appear at one or the other, or both of those festivals. Darcy James Argue, Medeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood, Hiromi, Norma Winstone, Rudresh Mahanthapa, Bill Frisell, Bobby McFerrin, Jeff Hamilton, Jason Marsalis, Arturo Sandoval, the list goes on and on. Really wonderful stuff. And you can find out more information with their websites, Vancouver and Victoria Jazz Fest, international jazz festivals, starting on Friday and continuing daily through Canada Day, July 1st. Lots of great Canadian artists are appearing as well, including Jane Bonnet, Phil Dwyer, and Kelby McNair, and various others. Phil Dwyer and Kelby McNair both figure in this next piece we're going to be listening to, which was recorded in Victoria at Hermann's Jazz Club. Phil Dwyer is featured on tenor sax, Daniel Lapp trumpet, Miles Black piano, Tom Wakeling on bass, and Kelby McNair, the drummer, in this tune titled Soul House.
Thank you. Georgia, the river is chilly and cold. God's gone to trouble the water. It chills the body, but not the soul. God's gone to trouble the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gone to trouble the water. God's gone to trouble the water. God's gone to trouble the water. Trouble the water. Trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. The water.
Thank you.
That's the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1952 playing a composition and arrangement by Jerry Mulligan called Youngblood. And that featured Conti Condoli on trumpet, Lee Konitz on alto sax, Richie Kamuka or Bill Holman on tenor sax, I'm not quite sure. The tune titled Youngblood by Jerry Mulligan is one of the compositions which is going to be featured in the next pair of concerts by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, which will feature music by Stan Kenton and Jerry Mulligan, and that was a piece Mulligan wrote for Kenton. The concerts next week will take place at Nordstrom Recital Hall on Saturday night and on Sunday afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. Before Kenton, we were listening to a couple of the artists who are appearing at the Vancouver and Victoria International Jazz Festivals. Kelby McNair Quintet was heard first, featuring Phil Dwyer on tenor saxophone in a tune called Soul House. And the piece in the middle there was, of course, Bobby McFerrin from his album Spirit, You All. We heard Wade, as in Wade in the Water. And that wraps up our Jazz Northwest for today. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley, coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Woolley,